In this quick take episode of the Real Estate Law Podcast, we are hearing from a past guest who started up a law firm from scratch without really knowing how to do it because nobody teaches this stuff in law school. I'm not the attorney. Rory is. And he said, listen, they never really go into this in law school. So it's guys like this, Nick Troxell, who is a business attorney out in Denver. He told us what he did. And at first, I was going to isolate a different clip from this episode about kind of how he built his business, you know, bootstrapping it, ramen noodles, that kind of story. But this is actually a shorter clip from later on in that same episode where he talks about committing to going to 150 networking episodes that very first year, three a week, pounding the pavement, getting his name out there that eventually led to a lot of referrals, and actually driving Lyft as well and having conversations about how he was building this business with people that were in the back of his car, some of whom thought that he was a bad attorney because he had to drive Lyft, but others turned into clients of his. So, you know, give a listen to this if you are any kind of if you have entrepreneurial spirit in your bones. If you're an attorney that wants to break free from the place that you're working and start on your own, or if you're working in a W-2 job and want to learn really how to launch a business and really start getting your clients, some of Nick's words will really ring true to you because lead generation is really all you need for any kind of business. Whether you're selling a widget or selling your service, you need people to buy it. So here we go. Talk about how people are finding you. You know, the first couple of years, you were taking any business that came your way to keep the lights on. I get it. But now that you're a little more established, you know, was there a turning point somewhere along the way where you landed a client or two that turned into 3, 4, 5, and 10? Are you doing a lot of external marketing, digital marketing, word of mouth? Like, how do you grow your business?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's a good question, Jason. So we actually, when we first started the firm, that first year, we made a commitment that we would each go to 150 networking events in that first year. So that was three a week. And so our initial mindset was, hey, we're going to just pound the pavement. We're going to try to meet as many people as possible in the local community. And so that really helped us get our name out there. There was a little bit serendipitous with the pandemic, but we pushed hard for digital marketing right when we started, got paid for, you know, a better looking, more modern website with headshots and, you know, pushed for Google reviews and things like that and SEO, search engine optimization. And, over time, that building up, and especially with the pandemic, now that people are using digital means to vet service providers a lot more, we've seen a huge, that's become a huge stream of business for us, actually, is people just finding us via the internet. But I would say the number one way you get business is just providing five-star service to the people who choose to work with you. It obviously is a slower drip because you have to get business and do good business and things like that over time. But that definitely is the best way to get good qualified business, because the referral from somebody who was pleased to somebody else that might need some help is always a warm handoff. But I would say those are the three ways we really built it. And some of a lot of the in-person networking has shifted more to pushing more on the digital side now, just because, you start getting enough work, it gets hard to go to three events a week and things like that. I mean, you're spending a lot of time. So now, and also you meet other people who, instead of having to do kind of a shotgun blast, right, you find people who you resonate with that are in similar industries, and you can spend kind of more targeted time with those people instead of just going to the big room with 150 people and shaking hands and kissing babies. Although I do think that was a great thing, I would tell a lot of people, just as a slight side note, that oftentimes people are afraid of entrepreneurship because they feel like they're not able to go in and work a room or network, or they're afraid of doing these things. And they're just, you know, hey, I'm not that type of person. I really think it's a learned skill, almost like anything else. Certainly Josh and I were already pretty comfortable doing it just naturally to begin, but we definitely got much better at working rooms and how to network and things like that, and how to kind of meet people and things like that over time. So that's just my plug of, you know, if anybody's discouraged from entrepreneurship or things like that, just know that, you know, it is something that you can get better at over time if you're willing to just dive in.
Well, that leads me to like a really kind of just maybe specific question on it. So if you're investing a lot of time or were investing a lot of time going to networking events, what was your follow-up strategy when you made a connection out and about?
Yeah, I mean, so it was pretty straightforward. I would just get everybody's business cards and then go to lunch or coffee or happy hour. And really just the people I resonated with the most, I stayed in touch with, or people who seemed like they were in similar industries. And I mean, because when we first started, right, I mean, we had all the time in the world. I mean, we were working like crazy, driving with things like that. But, you know, it's not like you don't have money. It's not like you're going on long, lavish vacations and things like that. So it was easy to really, you know, do five coffees in a day or something like that. And then over time, you know, the amount of people you're following up with kind of whittles down as well. But initially, that is how we did it.
And there is another Real Estate Law Podcast quick take. For the full episode, please go to YouTube or iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to or heard that quick take. We're also on realestatelawpodcast.com, where you can get all of our episodes and information about the show. On behalf of attorney broker Rory Gill, this is Jason Muth. Thank you for listening.